Okay. Can you introduce yourself and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Danny Jansen, and I'm a Dutch chef. I'm a host on the television show, television station 24 Kitchen. That's the first Dutch food channel. Mm-hmm. And I give them my opinion of the Asian cuisine. Mm-hmm. So I'm half part Indonesian, but I do also the Japanese kitchen, the Thai kitchen, the Chinese kitchen, mm-hmm. Hopefully sometimes the Singapore kitchen. But Asia is so big.
Yep.
To do it. Yep. It's the biggest continent of the world. Yeah. So there are a lot of opportunities for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do, I take a look at a recipe, a traditional recipe, okay, and give my own view.
Okay.
Look at the time we are in now. So we are in 2015.
Yeah,
we all got all types of ingredients near us. Yeah. In our grocery store, we got a good refrigerators.
Yeah.
If we look at, for instance, the Indonesian kitchen, if you go back 100 years ago, you don't have a refrigerator.
Yeah.
So there are I want to keep the tradition, mm-hmm. but I want to have a modern view of it,
mm-hmm.
but keep the soul.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think of the, you know, some people say you should not you, I mean, in general, people should use pestle and mortar instead of using the blender. What is your view on it?
Yeah.
You know, right, when they make
I know what you mean.
Pasta.
Yeah, we call that in Indonesia, we call that an ulekan.
Ulekan. You can speak Bahasa.
I don't speak Bahasa. No, no. I'm actually a little bit of fake Indo then. I don't speak Bahasa. No. But I think,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's the thing I want to know in my new show. It's called in Dutch, Zoals alleen oma dat kan.
Yes.
In English, it's just like only my grandma can do.
Yes.
So, but I want to know what is the difference, because I'm a practical chef, you know?
Yeah.
Why don't I use the mixer for smashing 6 onions?
Yeah.
It takes me 5 minutes and a lot of muscle power instead of pushing one button.
Yep.
What is the difference? I don't know if the taste is different. The soul is maybe different,
mm-hmm.
because I've got a ulekan of 100 years old from my great-grandmother.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm very proud of it. I also believe that her spirit inside is that she looks upon me and she helps me in sometimes in difficult times and give me answers and like a guardian angel.
Yeah.
It's I think it, but I don't know if it's true. But I don't know if it's different. I don't hope so. So we can all use the mixer.
Because I'm also using the mixer during a workshop.
Yeah, me too.
Because a lot of people say when you use the ulekan, there is a difference in the taste. But I tried both. I don't see the difference. I think it's just in the matter of the technique in cooking.
Yeah, but that's also the people who use the ulekan didn't have power.
Yeah.
Didn't have power. They all. My family comes from Dabo Singkep. It's a small island above Jakarta.
Yeah.
They didn't have power, and they were maybe a little bit, but that was for like a van or or a refrigerator.
Yeah.
But not for a mixer, because it was very expensive.
Yeah, and do you have a specific Asian cuisine that you like the best, like maybe Japanese or?
Of course, I love my family kitchen. I love the satay of my Aunt Maudi, of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
When it's Saturday, my father heats up the barbecue and we grill the satay.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Japanese kitchen because it's so pure,
mm-hmm.
so different, so healthy.
Yeah.
And I also like the Chinese kitchen, but I think I only can like it if I've been there. And I've been to Japan, I've been to Indonesia, I've never been to Singapore, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Soon.
I hope so. Or China, but Asia is so big. So that's we got I got a lot of things to do then.
Yeah. Any favorite, how should I say?
Dishes?
Favorite ingredient first. Some people say like serai, lemongrass.
I like ketumbar.
Ketumbar. Okay.
Yeah, because it's got it gives such a special taste in a lot of ingredients, and that's like a cherry on the pie. You cannot think, well, what is it that I miss?
Yeah.
It's a little bit, it's nothing compared to fresh. Fresh coriander, something completely different, but it's a taste in a dish. That's one of my favorite things. And in our family, our culture is a quite sweet kitchen. And so we use a lot of ketchup, mm-hmm. a lot of brown sugar, palm sugar, mm-hmm. also a lot of katumbach. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing, a secret ingredient maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Favorite dish?
Satay.
Satay, which type? Chicken?
Satay babi. Satay babi.
Babi.
Yeah. Of course, you can see that, right? Satay babi from the barbecue, but only with pork belly and some shoulder carbonara. I don't know in English.
And do you have any favorite restaurant, Asian restaurant that you like here in the Netherlands?
Yes, I've got one special, and it's called Asian Glories.
Yeah.
It's in Rotterdam. It's from it was from Jenny and Popo, who was shut down after the Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got a book called Dennis Aasje, and we took one of the last pictures of them as a family.
Yeah.
And I go there. The son Kevin is taking over the place. Yeah. He's doing it very good, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to that restaurant to get my inspiration.
Okay.
For real. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's one of the best low-level restaurants you can eat for not too much money.
Yeah, true.
And if you want to if you want to spend more, you can go eat Japanese in Yamazato in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Okura true. Hotel.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Top of the bill, of course.
Yeah.
Top of the bill.
Yeah.
But I like the soul kitchen.
The comfort food.
And you know, when I'm going home, you don't say, well, yeah, a little bit tired, let's go to Yamazato. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a special thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Asian Glories is special, but also in a kind of way, you can eat it every day, and you can drop in at 10 o'clock and it makes some dim sum for you.
Okay.
And it's good. And it's good. And of course, it's also respect to the parents who aren't here right now. Eh?
Yeah.
Of the tragical disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's... I think that's important. That restaurant has got the spirits of the people who died there, and you feel it, and it's still in the food. Yes.
A memorable experience as a chef.
Totally. You mean?
Yeah, in work or.
Well, I'm very proud to make a book, of course, but I'm more proud if people speak to me and said, "Well, I made a dish from your recipe, and it was so nice."
Mm-hmm.
One time, I did a demo, and a woman came to me, and she had a stroke. She was half
paralyzed.
Yes, mm-hmm. And she came to me and said, "Well, for the revalidation, I didn't want to cook, but when I saw your show, I start cooking again."
Mm-hmm.
Well, the tears came into my eyes. I said, "Well,
that's
heavy stuff, you know."
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
well,
that's
thank you. I must go to my clothing room now, you know. But that's the thing. I don't want to be on TV just to be on TV. It's nice to give people inspiration and give people more than only a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
You give people the power to do something more.
Yeah.
You know, if you hear that people don't like to cook, and if they saw 24 Kitchen, they started to cook, and they are now good chefs, good cooks for home things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest compliment you can get.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing.
What is your advice for people wanting to learn Asian cooking?
Just start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. First, if you like it, you eat it. Huh?
Yeah.
And if you eat it, you want to make it.
Yeah.
And actually, cooking is not so difficult if you stir something. It's just put the things, the ingredients in the right queue into the pan.
Because a lot of people, a lot of Dutch people say it's always difficult.
It isn't difficult. Take a look at the Indonesian cuisine, you have a base of a few spices. There are only 13. Only 13 in different names. Hey, you got katoenbar, in Dutch is coriander kools. Hey, of you take kunyit, you got kunyit, kurkuma, geelwortel in Dutch. And there are so many things, and I understand Dutch people, they're completely lost in ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I wrote my book, a big intro with all the ingredients somebody didn't know. So I let it read to my neighbor, she's 60, say everything you don't know. So take a note, and I translate it and I explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So just start. It isn't difficult.
Yeah.